How does one fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? They should eat and drink. They should sleep and they should travel, walk, do everything. And live basukkah kol shavas hayamim. Bein b'yom, bein b'laylav, day or night. The same way that you normally act in your house. The rest of the year, on Sukkot, you need to do everything in a sukkah. So your set house becomes the sukkah. And anything, your house, your real house, becomes arai, that you should do less in it. The Mishnah Berurah gives other examples. So if you want to have a conversation with your friend, you should go into the sukkah and have the conversation in the sukkah, just like you would normally do as you would go in your house. But then he adds, since the kedusha of the sukkah is so great, you should try and limit divrei chol, speaking about frivolous things, and for sure, lashon hara, one should be careful. Have a sign that says don't speak lashon hara in the sukkah. So you should be careful, you know, to not speak lashon hara, rechilas, all dvarim ha'asurim should for sure be avoided, because the sukkah is a holy place. Yeah, kavah chomer the whole year. So then the mechaber continues and says, "Ketzad kelim hanami matzalos hanaos basukkah." You should use your nice dishes. This is a little difficult for us sometimes. A lot of people like to go to Amazing Savings and buy the fancy dishes, the fake fancy. Yes. So it's a question of whether that's called fancy or not. And then I guess if during the year you would also use those on Shabbos, so then that is fancy for you. Some people just don't like doing the dishes. So either way, it shouldn't be that because you're eating outside, you're in the sukkah, you're using less of a quality of dishes. You should use the same thing that you use inside. The nice cups that you use also. Says the mechaber, you should not bring the pots of soup into the sukkah. Because the general rule is the same way that you do it in your house, so too you should do it in the sukkah. So the question is, what do you do about pots in your house? Would you bring a pot to the table even in your house? That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. From the language of the Mechaber, it sounds like that during the eating, you could bring the pots into the sukkah. It's only afterwards you shouldn't leave the dirty pots in the sukkah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag olam is to not bring the pots into the sukkah even before eating, and maybe it's to be machmir for those opinions that say that that's a problem also, and it could be that's even the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, but that's why you'll hear people say that when you're serving the soup, you shouldn't bring the pot of soup into the sukkah, but some people do bring the pot of soup to their table in the dining room also. That's what we do. We bring the cholent out in the crock pot, and we serve it from the crock pot. So if that's what you do inside, there'd be no reason to not do it outside in the sukkah either. You could bring the general way that you act in your house is the way that you should act in the sukkah. You shouldn't bring a garbage can into the sukkah and leave it in there, but you can bring a garbage bag into the sukkah to throw everything out and then bring it out. It's not like you're treating it any lower than you would treat your dining room. One interesting issue that arises over here, says the Mechaber, is HaMenorah basukkah. You should have the menorah because they didn't have electricity, so their candles should be in the sukkah so that you have light. If it's too small, and if you have candles, it's going to light the sukkah on fire, so obviously you should have the candles outside the sukkah. But even though we have lights now, and therefore you should obviously hang a bulb of some sort or a chandelier that some people have in their sukkah, what do you do about Hadlakas Neiro Shabbos and Yontif in the sukkah? So Rav Yashiv says that you should light those in the sukkah, because the whole point of the candles is that you benefit from those candles so that you don't trip or anything like that. So you should be eating a meal next to those. If it's not possible, so then light it in the room next to it. Or, says Rav Yashiv, you should light it in the kitchen where you're going to be preparing the food or something. But if the whole idea is that you're supposed to be in the sukkah the whole time and not in the house, so then lighting it in the dining room where you're not supposed to be anyway isn't going to help you. That's a good point. A lot of women don't light candles in the sukkah because it's dangerous. If you have little kids, so it's not so pushit to light candles in the sukkah, because it's hard to have something that's so sturdy that if you knock into it, it's not going to get knocked over. And then the whole time, when I was a kid, my mother used to light the Shabbos candles on the table in the house. We lit on the table. Until one time it got knocked over by one of us, and that was the end of lighting Shabbos candles on the table. And we moved it into the other room. But the same thing in the sukkah. It's all a question of being, logical. We don't want fires to start. So if you can light in the sukkah and nothing will happen, so then great. If not, then...